It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw it down and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like, what?
How often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Holding strong. That's right. Perfect attendance. We are the Aristocrats.
At a total combined weight of 700.
We're not dead yet, kids.
I thought we might have been off today, but as it turns out, the perfect streak continues.
And here comes an abuse from an Australian in about 2 minutes when
awesome.
He
yeah.
I hope so.
So we are here. We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com. The perfect website.
Wow.
You can also go to cringehumorradio.com. The perfect radio station. Internet radio, that is.
I guess so.
Never really heard it past this point.
Really?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's a little different though.
Oh, the Casio got another.
They kind of do it like almost the opposite.
Kind of.
Boom.
Well, we just got fired.
Oh, that's it.
You're recording this, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Wait a minute. Yes.
And good. Because we want our perfect attendance recorded.
No,
for
perfect
prosperity.
Attendance.
Since the beginning.
We don't have a perfect posting, though, because we don't post that. Anyway, we are the Aristocrats. I am Derek. With me, as always, Matthew.
That's right.
Steve. Oh.
Yeah, he's probably getting something here.
That's not right. Here.
Some women.
We got Vaughn.
How you doing, guys?
And a couple of Aristobrats in the back.
Well, one.
We don't have names.
Lauren and Carly.
Ooh.
And the booker, Carly.
Hey, people.
Way too much estrogen.
Oh, I know. It's a little overload.
No,
yeah, they're creeping up on us. Mm-hmm. They're two to three.
Numbered.
I don't know. I don't know who invites them.
I know. They're multiplying back there. I don't know if I like
remember
this.
Wine.
I remember
we're ready for the show.
Yeah, you guys
I feel like I'm growing breasts
yeah,
over
wine
here.
And their dry bread and their and their hummus.
Flat bread.
Dry bread.
And their hummus. It's been here since last week.
Hummus. The hummus bread. And the
yeah, they're all drinking. It's going to be like absolutely fabulous back there. I'm like...
It's going to be like The View in about
like
10
like a
minutes.
Half hour. They're just going to be fucking...
The View.
Darling. Wheels on fire.
I remember when this show was just men eating food. And
that's true.
Farting and burping.
Drinking.
Yes. And Carly eventually would come in and just say, it smells in here.
It
and
stinks.
Then leave.
And then pass out.
It was very gassy in here.
Oh,
the
yeah.
air quality
oh, yeah.
wasn't
that's
good
that's Derek's
enough.
Wrestling gimmick.
It was, oh, yeah. What was
it was gassy Derek assy. For all of you out there who didn't get that, that's
yeah.
that ties in.
Yeah. Yeah. We get it. We get it.
We're all into wrestling. We know.
Wasn't there a finishing
anyway.
Hold for that, Joe?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
A person's face near your face near your ass and
could
exploding.
Could be that.
With no pants on.
Wow.
Oof.
That would not be fun.
The fat cave.
So what's up with Steve? He's not here. What's going on?
Oh, he's just not here tonight.
He's just not here?
Probably
he said he'll probably be here Thursday. So.
Oh, thank mm-hmm. God.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, now, are we doing the White Castle thing Thursday?
I want to.
Well, we need to get our reigning champion back, though.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Craig?
Yeah,
is that
going to
happen?
Get him back.
I could try.
Because that's the only way we can do it.
The reigning champion.
We have to let him defend his title.
All right, so if we don't do it Thursday, because I think Craig might be good Tuesdays.
Okay.
So if we don't do it.
I think he's better Tuesdays. I'll try to book him.
Try to book him for Thursday.
All right.
Book him. Try to get him to come over here.
How many was his max?
Yeah, let's fucking book
18.
Him.
18. Yeah. 18 burgers.
He almost ate a carry case by himself.
In an hour, right? Is that
half
an hour.
Half an hour. Mm-hmm. That's big time.
He is a machine.
Yep.
Well, for those of you that don't know, a year ago we did the White Castle, the King of the Castle challenge. Got a couple Crave cases. I think 90 cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Huh?
Damn.
And just to see who can knock out the most in a half hour. Craig had 18. Who was second?
Me.
You with 13
almost
and
16.
A half. Oh, 16?
15 and three quarters. 15 and two thirds. That was it.
What? And then it was.
I think two of you had 11, yeah. And two people had 10 or something like that.
And Pat got honorable mention for eating like, what, 13 or 12 or 13 in like 15 minutes?
He ate 10 in about 15 minutes.
And he just had a big Italian dinner.
He just ate like a pig, and then he decided to eat down 10 burgers.
Honestly, Pat could come here and probably sham us all, but he
won't, unless we keep him in the room without a mic.
But if we do it, it's basically, us shoving our faces for a half hour.
It will happen.
Gross.
And see who can get the most.
And the apartment smells.
Oh, yeah.
So delicious.
Smells great.
You're right, Carly. It's so great.
No, I came in, and it just smelled like steamed ham.
I came in, and
fart.
I was salivating.
Oh. Wait. And?
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best thing you can get out of like... White Castle.
Steamed ham and farts.
Yeah.
Steamed farts.
Ham. It's not ham.
It's not ham.
What? Whatever. Hamburger.
Pig burgers.
Well,
pig burgers. It's just bacon.
Ham. Steamed hamburger.
It's steamed
bacon
love.
Sausage.
It's all steamed
it's
love.
It's easier to say than steamed burger.
Okay. Steamed meat.
Understood.
Oh,
beef.
What?
Gabba Rich says he did a Crave case and a gallon of soda from KFC back in high school.
Liar.
Yeah,
maybe
liar.
Maybe you should put your whatever where your mouth is.
It.
Put your nothing.
Put your slider where your mouth is.
Put,
put your
lying through your teeth. You did not.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, why did
you can't drink a gallon of anything.
So what are you trying to say, Matt?
Wait, hold on.
Tell us how you really feel.
Hold on. He went to two places. He had to go get soda from KFC and then go to White Castle. Why didn't he just get soda on the way home?
Because they don't have gallons of soda in White Castle.
You ever see their largest, though? They're about a half a gallon.
Okay.
No. Fucking things
it's
are
about
like,
a,
they're not that big.
It's about a 40-ounce.
So I'm going to have to go there and prep tonight.
Okay. Prep.
I'm sure Matt will.
Derek's training.
I'll go for the ride.
Yeah, come along for the ride.
Yeah.
A couple burgers.
Got thrown out a couple burgers.
If I knew where my cell phone was, I'd work on this booking thing.
Yeah.
Does
anyone see it?
Why don't you take your headphones off and look?
I'll just stop the show.
Ooh.
Dead. And
whoops.
I will call
wow.
It.
All right, cool. Thank you.
What's that?
Time out, guys. Time out.
Time out. Carly
timing
needs to find
out.
Her phone.
Time out for
where'd
real live internet radio.
Oh, I hear it ringing.
Why don't you just call it on the Skype? I hear it.
Somewhere.
It's almost always over on that table.
It's where you poured the wine before, maniac.
Oh,
anyway.
Gabber liar. I mean, Rich, is he can't eat that shit anymore.
Nah, of course not.
That, you
with his IBS and whatnot.
Yeah, back in the day, I ate 6 Crave cases and about a bathtub full of soda. I can't do it anymore, though.
Yeah, how big was that fish you caught, huh?
I just swam in all those burgers and soda.
I absorbed them all in the tub.
I ate them all through osmosis. I just lied in them. Till they sip through my skin. And then I got an IV.
Of course.
I was freebasing burgers.
What a liar.
I can't do it now because of my
I just
irritable
put
bowel.
The beef right in the bloodstream.
And then I just got a cow and put some cheese whiz on it and started gnawing on its neck.
And it was producing soda.
And onions.
I was milking her.
What a liar.
Fully carbonated.
I was sucking syrup out of her teats. And then I rode her home.
Wow.
And I got up and went to school the next day. I don't know why Gabba Rich turned into a dumb hick.
I don't know either.
Funny.
He's almost Dusty Rhodes.
Well, I know.
Without the lisp. I tell you, baby.
And the 7
I ate 27 burgers, baby.
Yeah, so
at once, baby.
It's two wrestling things.
So wait.
So what is that like? What's a wrestling reference like?
Six. To
what's that?
Six like a quota.
Two. Like two sips. What would that be?
What?
We really. Need
oh, for the Aristocrats drinking game.
Oh, that's
apparently
right.
Exists.
Oh, whenever we mention what
wrestling,
anything that we just
Peter Steele, take a drink. Wrestling should be a couple sips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if I fart, it should be a choke.
Wow.
No, because then they'd be dead.
No. I mean, how many farts do I have in a show?
Oh, like several. 10.
Please don't.
Yeah,
not
so 10,
any,
10
none,
chugs
zero.
In 2 hours.
None
think
tonight.
About it.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Your stomach cannot take it.
Please.
It's your own fault. You were not. We were told not to sit there.
Please don't.
So what happened?
Have the spray ready.
Lauren is in the blast zone behind me.
If she was at a Gallagher show, she would have a
she
plastic
might,
sheet.
She might have to have a plastic sheet because...
Whatever she's got,
balls are a little loose today.
Whatever she's got in her hand,
little spray.
Muscles are a little relaxed.
No, they're tense. Oh, he's waiting to let that one out.
Oh my God!
When
no.
When you
we had shellfish today, so you may be in trouble.
Oh, wow. Perhaps I should consider taking another seat.
Yeah, you might need two.
Under your
you might
face.
Need two of those canisters.
You need like one of those like SWAT.
Oh, are you really
mask.
Preparing for me?
Oh,
I'm really
she's ready.
She has like an aerosol can or something.
I was saying it's going to look like
spray.
Dragon Ball
Vanilla.
Z.
Vanilla yeah. Spray.
Derek will just be hunched over with his hands on his knees, like looking backwards, just blasting a fart.
Like Piccolo.
This brown beam of energy coming out of his ass. And she'll just be like hadoukening out a stream of counter mist over there. Oh, what is that stuff?
Hadoukening?
Vanilla. I don't know.
Vanilla?
Wait.
Yeah, it's vanilla
so that'd be
spray.
Like a...
Vanilla sparkle.
Cream-colored
so,
kind
of... Yeah, it's going to smell like I shit out of fucking vanilla sundae. Thanks.
Wow.
Oh.
Holy shit.
No, it's just fondue.
Oh, they're teasing us again in
about
the,
what?
Chat room. More wrestling talk.
Big deal. What happened on Raw the other night?
Who the hell cares? Do you
don't know.
Raw?
Don't care.
That's right, because we don't care about wrestling today.
But I do have to say... We do have a death in the wrestling community.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sensational buried.
Sensational buried. Sensational Sherry, the I guess best known for the manager. Ted DiBiase, yeah. Shawn Michaels.
Harlem Heat.
Harlem Heat, wow.
She was with. She led them to 7 world championships,
oh,
Derek.
She led them.
I'd say
oh,
that
I'm sorry.
Was,
WCW championships.
Yeah.
That's not. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
So she's dead. We still don't know how, right?
Everything
no.
sucks.
So far as I know, there hasn't been any information.
It's weird because we were just talking about her, how she looked actually fairly decent
right.
yeah.
at her...
I think she had fake teeth. That's
I
why.
Think she had fake everything. Because okay. she was at her Hall of Fame induction. She actually looked half decent.
She was like
and then
thin.
she was at like a toy show a week later.
Oh.
And she looked like hell in a handbasket.
Well, it's all... It's
so yeah,
all,
she's fucking dead.
Well, what is it? It's all camera angles with those shows.
I guess it is.
Camera angles, sure.
Do a camera angle from the back of her head.
Okay.
Right.
And he got a laugh.
I don't know.
No.
That was a pity laugh.
Oh, fuck yourself.
But anyway. So Sensational Sherry Martel, or as she her actual last name, I don't remember what it was.
Good.
But neither Rick Martel nor Sherry Martel were actually Martels.
Amazing.
And they were not related.
Wow.
That's a little fact.
It's a good one, too.
That was so interesting.
That's
for any of you who are confused, much like Michael Keaton and what's the other Keaton in Hollywood?
I have no
woman.
Idea.
What's her name?
Oh.
Diane Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're not really.
Yeah, they're not really Keatons. Neither one of them.
Yeah.
Stage names. Okay. So the ring names were Martel. That's it. That's all I got to say about that.
All right, bring the place to a crash. Nice. 15
so
minutes.
So, yeah, Scary Sherry is dead.
And I mean scary.
Yeah, she deserves
it. There's our wrestling talk.
Whoops.
Are you all happy?
Oop,
no.
Dead, so dead wait, wrestlers. So
wait, no, Vince McMahon is not dead.
It's a gimmick, guys. Stop fucking asking on the chat.
I call yeah. it a work.
So fucking, they gotta do something. They're
angle.
Fucking, they're hemorrhaging fucking ratings.
Wow.
What? Have you watched? When was the last time you seriously you sat down and watched a Raw?
Years.
Yeah.
What
probably
was it,
like 99.
Yeah, I have to continually correct people when they think that I am like this big avid wrestling fanatic. I'm really only a fan of what I used to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah. When was the last time you seriously sat down and watched anything? ECW.
The last thing
Smackdown.
That I ever sat down really and just like, I want to watch this yeah. was here at Derek's house watching stuff 20 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
eating cluck you.
Eating...
It was fantastic.
So what? You're going to get a soda from Cluck U and go to White Castle and get food?
Maybe.
You I asked a lot of good questions that night.
That's true.
You shaved back, liar, you, Gabber?
Wow.
Oh.
What? What's with all the Gabber hate?
I know,
right?
Oh, he can't do it now because of his, what'd you say, irritable bowels?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it either if I had irritable bowel syndrome.
IBS.
That's probably why. He's probably still got a couple. Caught up in his...
I'm sorry, he doesn't want to piss out his ass for 2 days straight.
You do it for the sake of living.
Yeah.
So, he can't do it for a day or two?
I did want him to come in here and eat a gallon of ice cream. Because he is lactose intolerant as well.
Ice cream or milk?
Well, the milk is just... Milk will go through anybody, but the ice cream...
Oh, ice cream.
I think he would enjoy that more.
Yeah.
And then the next couple of days, he wouldn't.
Next couple of weeks, that'd be pretty brutal.
Whoever the moody experience is in the chat room, might be one of your friends, Matt.
Possible.
Says that she lived and died here in Alabama.
Yes.
And they don't know how, but they know it is not natural causes.
Maybe she one of her titties blew up. House.
I think her breasts were real.
It didn't look that real near the end, dude.
Okay.
But they were sitting really up. Saggy. They were sitting up pretty high though in those fucking induction ceremony.
Okay. I'm...
Unless that dress was made out of steel.
It might have been. The wool man of steel.
I guess. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. She died at her mother's house apparently.
Maybe her mother killed her.
Could have been. Could have been foul play. Probably not. Maybe Lex Luger got her.
Isn't he dead?
No.
It's weird. Just as you said that. The Moody Experience says, "Where's Lex Luger?" Huh?
Yeah.
Lex Luger. He's got like a checklist. He's like he's like Steve Buscemi and Happy Gilmore. He's got the checklist with everybody.
Wow.
He puts a lipstick on and goes and shoots someone.
I saw a promo with him like about 2 weeks ago. That must have been like not even like 3 or 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, it's like mid Alabama, or like, you know, the Midwest or like Southwest stuff. And it was just like the worst. He's completely just shot.
Yes. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. He can't even sit there and not smile while he's and giggle while he's doing a promo. All right, that was.
I think we're boring the ladies.
Wow.
Maybe I'll talk about my vacation.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Can
we hear? Can we hear about Derek?
Well,
naked? Oh, whoops.
Naked.
What? Yeah, I'm leaving. Bye.
Wow,
you were naked.
That's interesting. He wasn't naked.
Was I?
No.
Oh, if who was?
I don't know. Oh.
If your wife has your balls, then I don't think we should.
Let's hear. What happened, Derek?
Well, I went to, we were going up to Knoebels. It's a campground in Pennsylvania.
Chernobyls.
But we couldn't get in until Sunday. So we went up Saturday. We ended up in Hershey Park.
It was nice. Fun.
Wow.
Hershey Park?
No, Tony. Wait, yes, it is Hershey Park.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Well, we went there. We got a pass. We went in. It's just like it's Six Flags. If anyone hasn't been there, it's Six Flags. Right. Good rides and everything.
Except for that, the chocolate factory. Did you go in the chocolate?
That was pretty
factory
boring. Ride? But they have these awful cows that sing to you.
Yes. Oh god!
And it's just milk chocolate. It's like the Small World ride.
It's worse than Small World.
It's so
no,
cool.
Nothing's worse than Small
so
ride.
Cool. It's pretty bad.
Yeah. The Hershey's chocolate ride is worse than Small World.
Yeah, but you don't get chocolates after you come off the Small World ride. When you come
don't
off the Hershey ride.
We got those little like kisses M&M things.
Oh, really? Those
are
good.
They're really good.
Yeah, they are good. Mm-hmm.
They're very good.
Like hard shell on them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But
they
anyway
look like little sorry like game pieces.
Yes, they
do.
They do. I didn't think they were edible the first time I saw them.
Yeah, they look too perfect.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Something about the color looks very fake.
Yes, Bat in the chat room. Bat. Who is whoever.
I believe.
Six Flags with chocolate. Six Flags over chocolate.
Chocolate Flags.
Okay.
And, but we went in there, and the first ride that caught Carly's eye was the Scrambler.
Oh.
Which is basically, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a hack ride. It's in every amusement park everywhere. Yeah. Where it's basically like three cars, kind of in a peace sign.
Yep.
There's three cars, two to a car, mm-hmm, and then there's three of them on an even bigger crane.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, everything goes around in a circle. The three spin, and then the whole thing spins, mm-hmm, and just jerks you all around.
Love it.
Yeah.
So we were on a car, and we're sitting down, and this morbidly obese woman decides she wants to ride the Scrambler.
What's the approximate weight?
She had to be 3.5 bills.
Wow.
You'd say 3.5? I'd say 3.
I'd say
3, 6. 20.
You know, women tend to be lighter. I'd say 3. Yeah, a little over 3 bills.
Three bills.
Trace?
Definitely 3, though.
Yeah.
She had to have been, because she was big.
At
and
least
she was
a trace.
Kinda older too.
She was an older woman, yeah. She was probably in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Not, she's fucking,
I'd say even later than that.
Yeah, mid-50s. She was fat. She was fucking fat.
So continue.
She was massive.
So she tries to get on this in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
now it's about what, a good foot and a half? step up.
Yeah.
So you got to put your leg up there and you got to get up.
Oh, no.
You know, which of course I get up, I shake the whole goddamn thing, but whatever.
Yeah.
She tries to get up. She can't even, like, literally, she put her foot up there. I don't know how. She's like, and put her foot up there, and she tries to get up, and she's straining, but she's not even moving. So picture somebody with their leg up on something, and then just going, not even moving.
It was like she was trying to pull, she was trying to lift the ride up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, exactly. Like she was going to pick it up over her head and throw it.
She's trying to dislodge it.
Like she almost did.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to get up there and she's shaking it and we're shaking because we're attached to it.
And you're funny.
I'm just trying not to look.
Me too.
Carly's trying not to look.
I would be laughing.
And here's this guy, this quiet little guy running the ride, going around making sure everyone's in.
All right, fatty.
And you can tell he just doesn't want to go over there because she's having trouble. And she's at a weird position where she wants to get on, but she also wants to leave.
Yeah.
But her foot is also, I think, stuck.
She was in a precarious angle.
How did her foot get
her
stuck?
Foot, because her foot was fucking, her leg was fat. So she's like up there and she's propped. So in order to get down, she'd have to like fall backwards, basically.
That's
so
dangerous.
She's sitting there with her leg up on it, holding onto the ride, and just going, someone help me. I have a bad leg.
Yeah.
It's like,
now
no,
you do.
You have a bad stomach.
Fucking forklift.
And now they have a bad ride.
So this guy comes around and, wow. The toucher says, so she's close to Vaughn's weight. Holy shit.
Not that big.
What is with you
Australian
and people
prick.
In foreign countries that
don't
know. Like you?
I don't know. He's a ball buster anyway.
I guess you're just such an ugly American.
That's true.
Yeah. What
anyway, so this guy comes by and
he's
just,
small too.
He doesn't. He's this tiny little dude. He does not want to help her.
Of course
I don't blame him. And I think he gave her like a good push.
Oh, yeah.
And she wasn't moving. So finally she just kind of like leans back on him and then she goes, ah, forget it, and leaves. Oh. And it was just like embarrassing.
I thought you were going to be like, she finally got on and all you heard was the metal bending.
No.
The thing starts spinning around and just flies off.
The way it's set up, though, is like,
she wouldn't have been able to close the gate.
No,
really?
Probably not.
In her own cup, she would have been by herself.
She might have been okay once she got in.
It's like a bench seating, and it's got the thing, it closes on you like that. Like,
they just get like a big crane game thing to pick her up and just scoop her in, drop her in.
They should have step-ups for people like that.
You know what the worst is? To see a really fat person on one of those go-karts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. You know, like down at the boardwalk?
Hmm.
This massive fat guy was, you know, thank God it's a double seat. It's a double seater.
They look like little Italian ice.
Thank God.
Right. Well, thank God. I mean, I'm sitting on two seats. He's about to choke. It's awesome.
Oh my God!
I just got Derek.
Oh my God!
That was so silly too.
I missed it. What happened?
I kind of missed it too because I was trying to say something. What did you say?
What'd you do to him?
He was about to spit his beer everywhere.
Are you okay?
He would have went right to Lauren's face if he did.
Oh God!
It would have been horrible.
Oh God! He threw his headphones down and ran out. Oh my God! and this is gonna go on for a little bit.
Oh God!
So,
come on! All right, get it out.
Does anyone know what happened?
I don't, because it's not gonna take 20 minutes for them to explain. Can the two of you girls please tell us what happened?
Warm in here.
It is warm in here. We gotta keep the air off, or else the vents make noise.
All right, Derek, what were you saying?
Oh, really? It's cool.
It's just the visual, because it wasn't really funny, but the visual is.
What was it?
Because Vaughn was talking about fat people and, like, go-karts, and I, just before that, I would talk about somebody getting scooped into a ride, and I just picture, like, a fat person, like, a solid color outfit, just, like, overflowing out of the go-kart. I was like, so they look like a little cup of Italian ice.
Makes sense.
He says it right as I get a mouthful of beer. So I don't even try. I just throw my headphones off and run.
Okay.
It's like a little Italian ice.
This wasn't a little guy.
That's pretty funny.
And it's funny because
last
night I just happened to be playing for Steve all of the longest sustained laughing fits on the show.
God.
On the show's the Down Undertaker, the Holocaust Kid.
Yeah.
And there was one other one.
I don't remember.
Might have been recent. Oh, Steve. When Steve was laughing about Brokeback.
Yeah. Yes. Which wasn't even really that funny.
It wasn't that funny at all, no.
He was drunk. Anyway, go ahead, Vaughn. On a go-kart, fat guy.
Yeah, okay. And it's just, it's kind of like, the more horrific thing is when they have to put the seatbelts on them. And, you know, those things have, the seatbelts have kind of weight, like size restriction. And
yeah.
And they're just sitting, it's just, it's him and the other, and the guy who's running the thing. He's just trying his hardest to get that thing locked. And after like 10 minutes and everybody's sitting there getting pissed, waiting, you know how,
yes.
You know how the Kingsburg go-karts are usually on the weekends.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there? It's fucking yes. always the biggest line in the whole place.
Oh, yeah. Because
everybody wants to go on that. It's the only ride worth
it's
it.
Only, yeah, it's the only decent
because you don't
want to
go
that.
On the fucking roller coaster. You'll die.
It's Wait. Actually like one of the only legitimate rides.
Isn't yeah. there a Everything weight else restriction is... on those go-karts?
Yeah, but I think he hit. I think he didn't. I think he was.
Yeah, on the cusp.
There should just be a weight restriction on the actual asphalt itself. So they should put like,
they should
signs
have,
up. Like,
they should have bridges in and out
yes.
and have a, like, a per square inch. Otherwise, they'll just fall through.
So they. It's about, you know, it took them 10 minutes to try to get this poor son of a bitch to get his. And it's like, they're like, all right, screw it. Never mind. Just keep him tight to your. Because it's already tight to his shoulders. You know, he looks fucking yeah. like he's just like
See,
this.
See, this is when accidents happen at amusement parks.
Like he's having
when
a hard
they say, you know what, fuck it, just let him go on the ride, he'll be all right.
But it looks yeah. more like he could probably ride it with his knees because his knees are so close to the friggin'. And he because the fucking seatbelts are holding his yeah. shoulders back, he's trying to grab it with his pinky, with his just tips of his fingers. It's fucking, it's just the funniest thing. And everybody's getting pissed because they all want to go because you only get like 2 minutes doing this shit.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up. Because I'm a bigger fella.
Bigger.
I'm not huge. I'm not three bills or anything, but I'm a bigger fella.
You're
6 foot one,
he's,
two
he,
something.
He was creeping up on it for a while, though.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, so we go on the Great Bear, which is one of those feet dangling roller coasters,
yeah.
like loop de loop things or whatever.
Is that in Canada? No, where is that? Is that on?
That is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Hershey true. Park?
It's close enough.
One in Canada. Like, no,
Canada.
No, there's one. Like, shut up.
Wow.
Wow.
There's
anyway.
One at Paramount Kingdom in Canada.
Okay.
It's called that.
Anywho. So I go on that. And we're getting up there.
Yeah.
I sit down in it. And, you know, you got the big headrests that come over you and go around your shoulders.
Didn't
yeah.
And everyone's just like, click, 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 click. I put mine on. It's like, click.
It was totally The Simpsons.
I got one click. And I was like, oh, fuck.
And now,
yeah, and they're all like rushing, and they're going around. They're starting to grab all the things, making sure that I'm just like, all right, I'm good. I got one click. I look down. There's also a seatbelt that goes over your crotch and hooks onto the thing going around you.
Yes.
So I grab it, and it won't reach. So everyone's got theirs on. Of course, it's like lots. There's lots of slack. It's like a big loop. And I'm just like. So I have to like suck in as hard as I can. Get another click out of it. And I'm squeezing this thing together. And it finally buckles in. Right before the person gets there and does a little like test.
The worst with that.
I would have lied. I just would have went home. We wouldn't have gone camping. We wouldn't have done anything. Like, I didn't fit on a ride. You know what? I'm going home.
Fuck it.
I'm not going to end up like that fucking fat piece of shit that had to walk off the fucking twister, whister, whatever.
Scrambler.
Twister, whister.
I'm not doing it.
The scrambled eggs? I'll go on that ride.
The worst with that is when you get to a ride like that and you only get the click or maybe not even a half a click. And the guy's coming by. My hands here. Sorry.
Not even half a click.
And the guy's coming by, and he just, you know, he checks, and he's like, all right, this ain't working. And he pushes it down as hard as he can, and he forces it, and you're like, yeah. You're like holding on to dear life because you're just like, your ribs cracked on you.
Could you breathe in the ride?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. Okay. It's just the gut.
Okay.
Like, it's not like it's in my esophagus or in my sternum. Yeah, yeah. It's just the gut. So I just got to suck the gut in. You click it, and you let it go, and it's just there. You know, but it's just
it
in the way.
It actually creates a safer, tight vacuum.
It actually so does. I'm not going anywhere in that ride.
You
are. Literally. I'm just standing. Everyone's moving all around. I'm just like.
It's like a big old jock strap.
Have you ever been on the roller coaster that's on the Kingsburg Boardwalk?
That little one?
Yeah.
When I was maybe 12.
Which one?
Yeah.
It's horrible. It doesn't have any loops or anything. Yeah, it's just like.
Oh, that really? The really scary one that
yes.
just whips around the turn?
That one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. No way. That's not.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's not safe.
If you want to defy life and just do that. I do it at least once a year.
You want to cheat death once a year, go to the Berg.
I got at least go to that once a year, probably try to go to it once a year.
Yeah. I really hope they just pave that place.
I think that's what I heard. Yeah, I heard supposedly they...
Apartments?
I want to buy up all their video games. Yeah. I'll get a storage place and buy up all their arcade machines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like the water park much better than the amusement park.
I don't think they're
going
to get rid of that.
That's the only good thing about like arcade. Like they don't really make any new arcade games anymore.
Not
so that's a good, cool thing about going to arcades now is you get all the old games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The toucher's getting a couple lines off on us here.
What's that?
Let's see. As far as like not letting fat people in the park, he says just put a couple stairs at the entrance.
A lot of those places actually do have them. Like, if you go to Disney World or Disneyland...
It was a joke. Calm down.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then when I was talking about my weight, he said, you're no Vaughn.
Wow.
Bat says he exhales and it breaks. And then Toucher says, that can't be safe for guys who frequently shit themselves.
Oh, no. Remember when we were on the Phoenix? After we just ate, and I made you go on it with me.
Did you shit your pants?
I almost did.
He was threatening me on the ride. He's like, oh, my God, liquid shit.
Yeah. Well, because we just ate.
Raining shit.
We just ate, and we go on a wooden roller coaster.
Oh, come on.
Which is like fucking, it's really
intense.
Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it
was
is.
Better than any of
They're
the rides
pretty rough.
Because it shakes you around. So fucking my back cracked,
rough.
And I was just like, oh, I couldn't go on. I went on it once. That was it. I was like, I'm not fucking my back up again for this goddamn roller coaster.
I love roller coasters. I love roller coasters at night.
Okay. I've never even really been on one.
Yeah,
really?
Great Adventure at night when they light most of them on.
Well, no, I like it when they don't do that. When it's like, you know, like 8 minutes to closing and they're like, all right, whoever the hell wants to get on this thing, get on now.
Yeah.
And you can go as many times as you want before they close the place down.
Liar Rich is saying that the boardwalk is sold and condos are going up.
Excellent.
Yes, supposedly.
They said they're keeping the water park, though.
Yeah, well, I figured that.
But he's a liar.
He is a liar, too. Sure. You are right.
A liar. Yeah.
They're going to pave all the Kingsburg. All square mile.
Well. They should.
They might as
doesn't
well.
He
I
live
agree
in,
with that.
Doesn't he live around the burg?
He's in Middletown.
Yeah.
He's around by us.
Is he?
Yeah. Just let us know when that happens.
Yeah, so I can go down there and walk through it.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to pave Little Korea?
Little Korea.
That's what I used to call Kingsburg.
Why? There's no Koreans there.
No, it used to be a lot a couple years ago.
Not anymore.
A couple years ago.
They kind of got pushed out by all the Mexicans.
What?
So it's a little Havana.
What?
Well, that's Cubans, actually.
Well, now it's like little ghetto.
Yeah, it is. It's
so there's a lot of Jews.
No, it's not.
So there's a lot of Jews there.
I'm not being racist here. This is just what happened.
Little Harlem, you mean?
It's
the gays are taking over Asbury.
They're
coming through. They're buying it up. They're buying it up. They're cleaning it up. They're taking it over.
The gay race.
Fine. Okay.
Yes.
Now all the poor black people that lived in Asbury are now going to Kingsburg.
But the thing is, not everybody's been pushed out of that town yet.
Not everyone. There's going to be a couple little houses.
It's kind of like when you go into the city, you do the block by block game.
The old Dennis Leary, good block, bad block.
Yeah. Well, you do that in Asbury.
Poodle block.
You do that in Asbury. It's like poof block, poof block,
poof
block.
Poof block.
Raging prostitutes and drug addiction block.
Nice. I haven't been any. And we're back.
We're live.
Had to get that extra long live version of Godzilla to fix the
bonus
problem.
Godzilla.
Yeah, I had to clear out my porn stash. I think we should be good.
And Bad Boy Bubby.
Oh, yeah, we'll be able to record for years.
See, yeah.
But the bad thing is that of all that, you got rid of a classic.
Bad Boy Bubby?
Yes.
I'm sure I'll find it again somehow.
Yeah. True.
Good boy, Bubby. Creepy.
She hasn't seen it.
You left the chat room, and Toucher says, wow, just got a whole lot lighter in here.
Oh.
I don't care. The guy's a good guy.
Okay. You always did have nice tits, Flo.
He's a ball buster, and that's the reason
Huge
why I like him.
Whoppers.
Love that fucking movie.
Be still.
What does he
say? Be still, you little cunt.
Be still, you little cunt.
That movie was just like a horror to watch.
Lauren doesn't know this movie, does she?
Oh, Bad Boy
Should
Bubby?
We fill her in?
No, idea.
She has to she has to see it to believe
it.
Oh,
yeah.
You can't explain somebody this.
It's one of those movies.
Basically, the kid was raised in like a some kind of weird bomb shelter almost. Because
a dungeon, so to
speak.
Well,
his parents like basically told him that if he went outside, he would just die. Mm-hmm. You know,
the air is toxic.
So he's like 40-something, lives with his mother and... I guess the her boyfriend could come over every once in a while.
Yes.
And the kid, the guy's like half retarded now. He has sex with her on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
They show it, mm-hmm. which is great. She's like riding him.
She's
pretty big.
Big.
And she's fat. And
she's
big.
Just going, awesome.
Good boy, Bobby.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and
she's pretty naked in it.
And they I don't know, somehow the mother dies or something, and he
kills her.
Yeah.
Into the real world, and he suffocates him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Because he used to do that to the cats.
Yes,
the cats,
would kill the cats the same way, and he decided to do that to the
cats. Based off of another movie where they used to do something else with the cats. He would kill them somehow.
Yeah.
Do you remember, what was that movie, Nina?
I don't know, the movie he was watching that he did it for?
No, well.
Gummo?
Is that it?
The one with they tortured the cats. The one that was like drown the cats and stuff.
Well, they would kill them and sell them to the Chinese.
But
restaurant.
That was a but that bit wasn't part of. I don't think they were taking that out of Gummo and using it in this weird little Australian picture of a New Zealand
picture.
I
think it was
Australia.
Actually.
I don't remember if it's New Zealand or Australia.
It was Australian.
It was Tasmanian.
Maybe the Toucher knows that movie.
I think Toucher is Bad Boy Bobby.
It could be.
Probably. Yeah, and he just goes out into the world and realizes nothing's really that bad. And just
go check it out.
Misadventures.
Check it
but
out.
The movie gets predominantly worse as it goes
it
along.
It does. Like, the first, like, half hour is awesome, and it just gets boring.
Mm.
So, yeah. The jail sequence is fun.
Okay.
I don't think I saw the whole thing.
No, I kind of...
Well,
we just went through the...
Well, the jail sequence is when he gets out of his room, out of his jail, and... All of a sudden, a band comes out of nowhere and starts chasing him down the hallway.
A marching band?
Yeah. And then he gets ass raped.
That's
right. After that. Yeah.
So cool.
It was fun.
Because they show his face and his pure out anger.
Yep.
It gets worse and worse, and he's crying. It's just
hard. Seems like just a fun movie.
It is. Mm-hmm. You should see it.
It's very twisted.
Anyway.
Right.
Bad Boy Bobby.
Yeah, Bad Boy Bobby.
Yeah.
So, we got any news today?
Yeah, I was going to say, what were we talking about when we came in? What was in the paper?
What? Which one?
What was that fucking hot Jew?
Oh,
oh, what was the Hebrew haha about?
Yeah, the
what happened?
Land oil scuffle.
Babes in Oiland.
Oiland scuffle. the Israel female legislators find that they're doing this Maxim and pretty much the consulate for General of Israel,
or as they call it, Maxim
in New York,
in Israel.
They're having like a party tonight. It's actually going on probably right now.
Sounds like fun.
And their ads and the flyers that they're handing out and the stuff, the promotional stuff they were giving out to people, had scantily clad Israeli women on them.
Was Leonard Nimoy taking the pictures?
No, because they're actually good looking women.
Oh, well, he used to take pictures of good looking Jewish women on the site.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. Originally,
a long time ago.
Oh, anyway, yeah. Moving.
Anyway,
on.
Well, the legislators in these Israeli
okay
these Israeli female legislators, they're finding this very pornographic because the Israel Israel women and men are meant to they're supposed to be covered up like
yes.
you know head to top
as they should
head
be,
to
yeah.
toe you know well
head
yeah
head to top
shut up asshole
get the record scratch
we need to delete that
delete I hope you deleted that
you couldn't find it again. But they find that this promotional stuff is very pornographic for their people.
Can we restart, please?
You told me to play it, asshole.
No, I didn't. He did.
You told me to play it, asshole.
That's pretty much it.
So what's the problem here?
That a bunch of Israel women are pissed off that a bunch of other
they
Israel
shouldn't
women
even
are,
be allowed to speak.
Well,
they're
in America. They're allowed
they
to say whatever the fuck they want. But it's because it's for the consulate of Israel
mm-hmm.
that they shouldn't be using such to their sect, to their country.
Uh-huh.
They shouldn't be promoting it like this. Like it's
guess
like
what?
A New York
it's not their life.
But it's for their people. It's
big deal. They did it. It's done. It's right there. We're looking at it.
All
right,
let's just go to another story then.
No, this is why we're supposed to talk about it.
I have nothing really
oh, well, that's it. Match is shot down.
Well, I really have nothing to
everything
say.
Everything sucks. Matt has the final word on
that's
everything.
It.
He's so mad at everyone. So much anger.
We're talking about this story, Vaughn. I'm not saying, like, I don't want to talk about the story. It's stupid. I'm saying that these people who are complaining about it are idiots.
Vaughn's not allowed to read anymore.
He's examining it.
I'm just trying to find something else.
I'm just trying to find something.
You found something interesting in the paper. Just started reading.
Yeah.
I was just trying to find something
are on sale.
Oh, listen to this. Wait, I have something.
Oh, oh.
There you go.
Are you going to fart?
No, I'm not.
I'm sorry. I had no idea.
No, I leave that up
record
to
scratch.
You. I'll leave that up to you. No, all of the candidates in the 2008 presidential election have a MySpace.
No shit. They've all had MySpace.
Really?
The
I didn't know that.
They've been slowly.
They have MySpace.
No shit,
and
asshole.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Damn.
You dumb fuck.
Every year. Even
damn.
What was it? Friendster. When Friendster was it last? The last one?
For what? Yeah. What?
Blah, blah, blah.
Whoa! Friendster.
Wow,
Friendster, what, 4 years
angry.
Ago? 4 years ago when they did the
yes.
last year? Friendster had tons of candidate-elect ones. I don't even know if MySpace was around during the
not,
last...
It was in its infancy.
What?
You going to take that?
No, I'm not going to take that. That's some bullshit.
What? It's not anyway. Like, it's not like when you log in every time and they show like
yeah,
you know the
today,
little corner...
Today I saw Hillary
Clinton. I don't
think
Clinton. She's mad about that.
Today I saw Hillary Clinton. I didn't even read my messages. I was so mad.
If you ever look in the little corner of your little MySpace page when you're logging
yeah.
in.
The cool new people.
The cool new
yep.
people. Who's there? Mitt Romney. What the fuck?
Oh, and
every week.
Kucinich has been there.
Yeah.
His picture's so small.
It's fucking horrific. Because he's got a huge head.
He's a tiny little man.
He's a tiny little man with a Pez head.
And, Clinton was on and, Barack Obama.
We were told. I was just telling you guys about this before.
What's that?
The Sopranos ending, right?
Uh-huh.
And
oh, what happened?
It's blowing out like little parodies.
Uh huh.
The Pirates did it. I forget what state they're for. What? They're a baseball team, but I can't remember what state. But they did a one.
Whoa,
where
what?
Was, I can't remember what state
they're
the
a
Pirates.
Baseball team.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh.
Is it? I don't know. What the fuck? I don't fucking follow baseball.
Like,
I don't give a fuck.
It was Pittsburgh like 15 years ago.
Let me think. I don't care.
Counting on his pinky.
Let me give you one reason. I don't care. Okay, it's the Pittsburgh Pirates. Fine.
Pittsburgh.
Can I finish
Continue.
My fucking sentence?
We need to get the Ross Perot, can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
Or you can just do it.
Or okay. You can just, you know.
Can I finish?
Turn off your mic. I can finish a fucking sentence.
Go ahead.
So they did the whole bit with just their old mascots.
Yeah.
And it wasn't funny.
Would they kill them?
No, they had them go into the into a diner and pretty much reenact the whole thing up until the point where it goes black. If you saw the end of the last.
No, I haven't actually seen it.
Well, it's pretty. It was like artsy fucking garbage.
Oh,
like and online, they're fucking. Everybody's going apeshit about it. They're writing like these dissertations about the end of the show. It's horrifying.
As if anything they say matters.
Yeah, like people online actually tell the truth. What? If you read it online, it's right. It's true, right?
It's true. 87%.
So, because Hillary Clinton's campaign,
oh, God.
they were doing this vote for
what? Go ahead.
They were doing this vote for a what the hell was it? For her, for a new song for her campaign, right?
Like, I am Satan. What could it be?
It was a bunch of stupid ones. It was like I think it was I'm a Believer, the Smash Mouth version. Remember that shit?
Running with the Devil?
Yeah, right.
Will that be her running mate's song? She's fucking evil. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. A Celine Dion song. I forget what it was for. I think
no.
It was actually a song that was actually a promotional piece that she did for a commercial, like for a Canadian airline commercial.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they did a parody of the Sopranos ending with, you know, her sitting in there and, like, with Bill coming in and sitting down, eating like freaking carrot sticks, and like it's just retarded. It was just the stupidest fucking thing I saw online.
Wow!
It was dumb.
Why did they do that?
Because they have to show that they're hip with the kids and what's going on with the media
on.
Today.
Hip with the lingo.
They're getting a MySpace page for Christ's sake.
Yeah, MySpace is enough.
There's so many millions of people on it, so it's
two,
a good...
There's two Barack Obama MySpace pages, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he has so many friends.
No.
Is one a phony? One's a phony?
Well, no. Originally, a campaign person for him, one of his people who works on his campaign, created a MySpace page before anybody else decided to do one.
Before they made it like cool for candidates to make MySpace pages?
Well, when it comes to a certain point, everybody jumps on a bandwagon.
Yeah.
And the people in Barack Obama's thing had it like maybe like 2 weeks before everybody else decided to pop theirs up.
Uh-huh.
Well, it got so big and they fired the guy like midway through and he was the one who was maintaining it.
Wow. Oh, so they restarted.
Right? So what they did was they wanted it. And he said, no, I'm not giving it to you. You have to pay me for it.
And they said, no, we're not going to pay for it. We're just going to start another one. So now this guy's got like, and he's still trying to help out Obama. It's like they just going to let him go. Or
and then he's like, can you whore me to all the people on your on your
whore.
Page?
Yeah, I'll whore you.
So I think a
for a price.
I think he had a couple million. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
And then the one that they're showing now, not that they're promoting, because, you know, MySpace has made alliances with these people to promote their. That's why they're all in the cool people thing. Mm-hmm. And the thing, because they're promoting it. And like just like when you get like a new band or new album, new movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's always something. They put a couple of bucks into, you know, what's his name? Who owns Fox? Fuck. I can't remember now. But they own MySpace. The people own
Fox.
Yes,
I know.
So they're just putting more money into Fox's
of
mouth.
Course.
Like, they need any more money.
Well, maybe they do.
Like, Facebook, I know, has a whole shitload load of them. Even, I think,
even uses Facebook?
No one.
I do. It's actually,
well,
I think
no
it's,
one.
It's actually, I think it's a little better. I think
really,
it's not as messy as MySpace is. MySpace
they're working
is,
on.
What
it.
Do you mean by messy?
Cluttered.
It's cluttered. It's got the shittiest interface ever.
They're
it
working
looks like,
on it.
Looks like 1980 shit. 86
what?
Dog shit. It looks bad. It looks like fucking Windows like 98. It's that crappy. You know
what do you mean?
I like
MySpace. For Web 2.0 type of idealism. Like any of the shit that's coming out. It's like the most. Ass backwards, like
but
behind the times type of shit.
They have enough problems keeping the servers up already.
I don't know how, because they keep adding all this dog shit to it. That's the thing.
It's not just that. It's just there's a lot of fucking people on. And if you keep bulking up the servers and putting all this bloat out there, more stuff for people to download just to make it look fancier, it's fine the way it is. You're going on there to talk to people, not to be like wowed by graphics and like.
Well, I think Facebook is a little easier to work, I think.
I've only seen it. I've never actually used it.
I've never
that,
seen it.
And then there's another one called Virb, V-I-R-B, which I also have a name for. And that's not
what's
bad.
That?
It's another one.
And then there's Flixster.
Flixster, I'm on there too, but I don't normally.
Wow.
I hate it with my undershirt. It's longer than my overshirt.
Oof,
and
whoops.
The t-shirt kind of comes out from the sleeves.
Yeah. I noticed you struggling over
there. Yeah, it's very annoying. I just wanted to bring that up because I had no idea what we've been
Is
talking about.
Is it uncomfortable?
About.
Is it uncomfortable or just annoying to look at?
It's just annoying. I don't feel it. I don't know it's there until I look.
Well, if it matches, it's not
it
so
bad.
No, it's just annoying. It's not supposed to
wow.
be
Wow. Change the subject to clothes and the women are right in on it.
Yeah. Great.
Well, I've been talking. I brought up the topic that we were just talking about.
Yeah, and he ruined
what
it.
Up?
What up? Need some ups? Need some ups?
Yeah, so, yeah, the Flixster. You've checked out Flixster, right? You've heard of it, right?
What is that? Is that a movie-based one?
Yeah, it's a movie-based one. It's the only reason it's worth it. The only reason it's worth stop.
Some people watch movies.
Yeah, people actually do watch
Some people
film.
Have to make friends through movies.
Well, no, it's the only good thing about it is like it's like Rotten Tomatoes where you can post your own reviews.
Naturally.
That's kind of like the same thing. You can post reviews for multiple amounts of films, and you can pretty much like... Like, there's actually an app that you can put in your MySpace page that'll show your reviews on Flixster.
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb, I think, because it's a social networking site based around people who like movies, and yet you can still post that app on your MySpace page, which is another social networking thing. It's kind of retarded, actually.
Is the Vaughn Show done yet?
Where's the music?
Can you friend people?
Oh, he's
good,
so
I'm
busy
kidding.
Looking at
Come on.
Vaughn, can you friend people?
I even talk.
No, it was good because I was doing stuff on here, so you guys covered it.
Can you friend people specifically because of the movies they like? Can you have like a Jaws group? Because I love Jaws.
Well, I think you can add people if you like their reviews.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just like the same with MySpace, you can put people's names in or their email addresses and find them that way.
Yeah.
So it's basically
it's a MySpace,
but it dances around movies.
Well, it's more heavily into the whole thing of movies and
geared towards the whole movie.
Yeah,
thing.
It's more towards movie buffs. And
so there are a lot of nitpickers on there.
A lot of the people who review stuff are a little anal retentive.
Okay,
you know. I want to find a MySpace group for Star Wars.
I don't know.
I don't think they exist, man.
Well,
there's
a shitlot of.
Definitely,
forms.
They definitely.
They
do.
Have one for the old village pub in Middletown.
Oh, I know.
So I'm sure they have one
what?
For Star Wars.
Really?
Yep.
I should join that group.
OVP.
Oh,
you down with OVP?
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
You're down for
negative.
Minimi. You're down with OVP. Anyway.
Down for getting drunk while people are coming in casually shopping for beer.
Oh my god.
And accosting them. Yeah, it's great.
So anyway,
yeah,
a 71-year-old man died from excitement.
Oh, no.
The first time he went out on his new motorcycle, says the coroner.
Derek's future. Just substitute ham sandwich for a motorcycle.
John Parsons, a retired... I'm not even listening to you, Vaughn. John Parsons, a retired engineer from Barry Vale of...
That's faces. I think he died.
He suffered a heart attack on his 125cc Honda. Mm-hmm.
And 125?
Fell. Yeah.
That's not a lot,
well,
I don't think.
He's
is
fucking...
it?
That's like a, how old was no he? Idea. 71.
That's like a rascal.
Because, yeah, most of them are like 500, 650.
Is that you?
550,
yeah, it's me.
Oh, that's
funny. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a rascal.
I think 250 is like a Ninja, which is like the small
it's like a
motorcycle.
It's like a Vespa, almost. Yeah. It's like a Vespa. Yeah,
it's scooter. Tiny.
Yeah, it's a scooter.
Well, he fell into the path of an oncoming car.
Oh, no.
Put that's the fucking terrible. Training wheels back on for
the bike things. Was delivered the day before, and he was, quote, very excited about riding on it.
I thought he died because wait. I thought he died.
Well,
thought
he did,
heart
and then
attack.
He and then he fell into oncoming traffic.
Oh, I thought he would die just because of the bike came finally. He was like,
he suffered a heart attack while riding the bike.
That sucks.
He wanted the bike for years, but his wife Myra had prevented him from buying one.
Fucking smart
bitch.
Wife.
Yeah.
Bitch, she was fucking smart. What are you talking about?
What do you mean she was smart? You can't
she kept saying, "Don't get it,
something.
Don't get it. You'll die, you'll die." And the first time he gets on the bike, he dies. I think she had something
dead.
Going on.
After her death, after her death from cancer last summer, he went whoa. Ahead and bought the machine to
there.
Comfort
her. That's it. That's it. Just like what you said. He's like, ah, good. That dead bitch is dead. I can fucking get my bike now.
She got him from beyond the grave.
That dead bitch.
That yeah. dead bitch is dead.
I she told was, you not to get it.
She fucking pulled
his oh, and they
out.
Actually interviewed the guy who hit him.
Nice.
He came off and slid under the wheels of my car. There was nowhere I could go. I didn't stand a chance.
Wow.
The excitement was too much for his heart. He went out doing something that he wanted to do for so many years.
That's true.
In some ways, what a way to go.
Yeah, you know what? You think about it.
He went out with the bang. Mm-hmm.
So Mr. and Mrs. Parsons, fucking dead.
Because his dead bitch of a wife wouldn't let him do him all those
shit.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was healthy and could have actually lived. And
yeah. Is it really worth it after 71 anyway?
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That is a good way to go. He's left. Yeah. He's basically achieved his lifespan. So
yeah, it's what he wanted to do for years. Mm-hmm. He's been asking his wife to
yeah,
get
caught
a
under
for
a
years.
Land Rover.
No, not that. Come on.
71's the new 21. So.
And have fucking five Americans from New Jersey make fun of him on a fucking internet radio show. What a way to go.
No, I felt, you know, it's sad.
I respect
it's
the sick. Guy. No, yeah. I can respect the guy that does that.
Now,
I'd like to date a guy.
Now, you guys know that the new Apple phone's coming out in about a week, right?
Yeah.
The iPhone.
No one cares.
The
well, actually,
iPhone.
A lot of people care.
Well, a
lot of people care who have money for it.
It's quite a lot of hype.
Yeah. They were debating whether or not they were going to call it the Apple phone or the iPhone for a while, right?
I'm not sure. I think it's finally been
okay.
It's been the iPhone for like 2 years.
That
okay.
It will be called the iPhone.
All right.
But the thing is that everybody's been worrying about that it's a built-in battery, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's worrying that it's only going to be like 2 or 3 hours.
Why?
Because it's running so much shit. It's
okay.
running
yeah.
It's running Safari. It's running every app under the sun that's based around the
uh-huh.
Windows. It's running Windows OS.
They could probably put in some kind of super
but
ridiculous
battery. They're saying now that it's probably going to run about 10 hours.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is okay for a battery.
Now,
like 10 hours of talk time.
How much is this phone going to cost?
$600.
$600?
Wow, I was just going to say $600 is a joke.
But the thing is... It's a built-in, it's pretty much, it's a running Mac in cell phone form.
I understand.
That's the only reason you'd buy. It's probably the cheapest Mac you could probably buy.
What's the screen resolution?
Cool, but
no, I don't fucking
know. It's a phone. I mean, those things are not as durable.
People live on
their
phones.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. People are carrying them around with them all the time, which means they're going to drop them. They're going to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, people
you
are going to...
You get that $5 phone insurance.
Oh, you're putting them in fucking titanium.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like touch screen. It's fucking all this psychoticness.
It's pretty cool.
Built-in GPS. All this fucking shit. The only bad part is it's only going through AT&T.
Yeah.
Fucking shit.
So I could get one?
Yeah, if you want.
I won't.
If you want if you have $600 lying around.
If you like your Razor.
Man.
Well, Vendo says iPhone is good if you want what was high-tech in Japan like 2 years ago.
Is Vendo on
that?
He might be.
Yeah, he is.
He has a personal connection to the show at all times.
What are you like telekinesis?
Yes.
Shit?
Yes.
But
I want to talk about this story. Are you guys done with all the
no
iPhone?
Yeah, yeah. No, Derek, we're
go
not.
Ahead. Go ahead.
No,
let me
no,
know.
I'm done. Go.
All right, we're done. Go.
Okay. This is strange. I'm just gonna read it.
Go.
Okay. With a mischievous smile, Denise dims a light in the bedroom and winks suggestively at her husband, Phil, who's sitting naked on the edge of the bed. He grins excitedly back at his wife. It's their secret signal, and only he knows what's coming next. Slowly, Denise, 32, strips down to a tiny thong. Then she stalks across the room, places her fingertips on Phil's chest, and pushes him back on the bed. Mm-hmm. Stay there and don't move. She purrs sexily into his ear. This is nice, huh?
Oh, I bet.
Reaching under the bed, she pulls out her special box and places it on the silk covers. Inside is a white feather, a bottle of massage oil, a long red ribbon, and a brown paper bag.
What?
Phil moans with anticipation as Denise picks up the paper bag and slides it over his head. She then wraps a ribbon around the bottom of the bag and ties it gently shut around her husband's neck. You're the best, baby, Phil groans as Denise trickles the oil down his chest and blah, 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 blah.
Are you reading this by changing
the... I am reading this...
Did Rich send you this?
...story about a new secretive sexual club in England called... The baggers. Their sexual fetish is they have sex with bags on their heads.
I thought that was a joke.
No, this is real.
Wow.
Anyone care to comment on that?
I have nothing to say.
Well, that's sex with paper bags on their heads.
Well, it's nothing different. It's just
on
new.
And they get off on it, though.
So?
So what?
People get off dressed up in clown makeup. People get off cheating
on
each other.
No, they don't.
People get off cheating on each other. Yeah, I do. People, I don't know, people get off having sex with the same sex.
Wait, is it just the paper bag, or is it, like, the fact that they can't see anything? What is it?
Yeah, what's the, do they
I
explain?
I have no idea. Do you really want me to read the whole
thing?
Yeah,
I want to know.
It would have been nice if you, we knew
Couldn't
exactly
they,
what the sexual fetish was.
Not risk suffocation and just put a blindfold on?
Well, no.
There are, beware of the risks here. Denise says that she and Phil are aware of the potential dangers of their secret fetish.
You'd never be able to rip that bag off.
What?
That wet paper bag.
You'd never be able to do it.
I see. Oh, why not? Why not?
I think it might be able to.
Is this what you do on a normal basis? Put paper bags over your head and try to
He's
rip them off?
He's being facetious.
But, yeah.
Spitting into them?
She could never give it up.
Oh, no.
I'd never put Phil in danger. Addiction. Yeah. We only ever use a paper bag, which does not heavily restrict his breathing. And I tie the ribbon very loosely around his neck.
I tried to fuck him once without it and just couldn't have
it. It makes ribbon. Our sex life that little bit more thrilling and exciting.
Well, dude, also, they're British. They're fucking ugly.
What?
Maybe it's the woman. Maybe she doesn't want to see his face.
It's possible.
The British are known to be a little grisly.
Yeah, but where is this coming from?
I don't know. Think about it.
Fuck no.
How does that happen? Like, you think about one day saying, like, you know what? I think I want to try it with a bag on my head.
Yeah.
See how it is.
No, it's like,
and who's it thrilling for, her or him?
But
it sounds like it's thrilling
like,
for her. She this can't, like she's having fun with it.
This can't be a common psychological form of stimulation. It can't be. So it's just people being dumb.
It could be like a lame, like white trash version of S&M because they can't afford all the leather and the bondage and shit like that.
I guess.
So they put a
origins.
Bag over their head.
I guess.
Yeah, that may be the origins. I think you're right.
You know, because that shit gets expensive after a while, man.
I don't know.
Especially full face masks and body clothes and all that shit.
Could be.
Especially if you're getting personally made, like if you're getting like all that leather personally put together.
I don't know, I'm sure
it's expensive shit.
Things that people do that are much weirder than
like
that.
What?
I don't, I'm saying I'm sure.
Come
any
on, like
any
what?
Examples,
I'm
Lauren?
I'm sure, no, no.
Like what, Lauren?
No, I don't care to go on.
Come on, Lauren, go on. You just
no.
start.
You don't care
stop.
To go on or you're like, choosing not to?
Like what, Lauren? Come on.
Stop.
Like what?
Just stop.
Like what?
Stop what?
Next.
Like what?
So, how's your wine?
Like
oh,
what?
Good. That's right. You just reminded
really
me. I have to grab the glass again.
Have a sip.
Subject.
I think I may.
Like what?
I think I could use some more wine.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the?
Oh, bottle? I'm out.
She's out.
Uh-oh.
No shit.
BRB.
Anybody else got any news since Nutscrape is crashing again?
Ah! Again?
I heard something again. About a 111-year-old man. He's pretty fucking old.
That was fucking old.
Maybe we should play Godzilla again.
He's the oldest man in the world right now.
And where's he? They're usually in wacky countries.
Well, it's usually like the Ukraine. Oh, I'm sorry, just Ukraine.
Not the.
You can't say the.
Yeah.
Because the is not. The means it would be part of something else. And it's not. It's no longer part of Russia. I don't know if anybody was aware of that.
I picked up on that
Did
a couple
you
years
know?
Back.
Did you know? The Ukraine is no longer called the Ukraine. It's just called Ukraine. Just like the tomatoes are no longer called the tomatoes. They're just called tomatoes. Okay. Especially if they're on the vine.
Remember that thing I was telling you guys about? The guy who on last Halloween, he came into a building dressed up as a fireman, caused a fake fire, and actually, ransacked this woman's place.
Yeah.
Forced her, tied her to her bed and pretty much sodomized her for a day and a half.
Yum.
Yeah. Well, he got arrested after about a month and a half of being on the lam. He got, he went through the whole thing, and now he's getting...
Now he got arrested?
Well, 3 months ago, four months ago. But they went through the trial. The trial was pretty fucked up. And they finally decided to come with a plea. With arraignment.
Yeah.
He's going to get 20 years to life.
Wow.
Thank God. This is what he deserves it.
Okay.
And it's the truth. He sodomized and abused this poor woman for... An actual ex-colleague of his, ex-coworker of his.
Yeah, he knew her.
Yeah. He kind of knew her.
Well, he misrepresented himself as a fireman as well.
It's true.
He raped her for a day and a half.
I understand it, but I'm saying also...
Good for him!
36 straight hours of rape.
In addition to that,
impressive.
I'm just saying that he misrepresented himself.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're worried about?
Oh, my God, I'm just saying.
She doesn't care about the rape. And
that
the
asshole.
I'm just saying.
Was it a Halloween party?
Yeah, well, no, it was actually Halloween night.
Halloween night?
Yeah.
All right, so whatever. He could be whatever the fuck he wants.
It was Halloween.
He could dress up as the Pope and come in.
He started a fire outside
actually,
of her house.
Hey, actually, he had homemade smoke bombs that he had.
What?
He was able to make homemade smoke bombs with, he was just, little chemicals you could buy here and there.
Oh, yeah,
like
I'm
create
aware.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You were aware?
What?
It's like Clorox and something.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot.
Causes a whole bunch of smoke.
Probably very harmful smoke.
Oh, yes.
Vinegar and
baking soda.
Baking soda.
And
a
long time
during
the trial, they were trying to get
your house is foaming. It's a volcano. Get out.
I'm trying to find
I'm just kidding. I'm going to rape you for 2 days.
Yeah. Stay in a half.
Stay in. I'm just going to stick this thing in your ass.
36-hour marathon
that
rape.
That seems like that would be Mr. Wizard, maybe.
What?
It
could be.
If he were going
don't
outside.
Don't speak ill of him. Hulk Hogan's going to come over here.
You talk about Mr.
Wizard. And his fucking 36-inch pythons are going to go around your neck.
Whatever.
Your off,
I don't
like
care.
A dandelion.
I don't really care.
An inch for every hour of rape.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'm just going to sit here.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway,
right.
Mm-hmm.
As I was saying,
what happened to the show?
It's done.
I don't know.
It's clocked out.
I don't know. Vaughn is looking for something else. I think
I'm
right
crying.
Now. That
I,
or he's.
I got something. Good.
All right.
I miss right. Steve.
Oh. Yeah, Steve is the.
He's the anchor.
Yeah. Well,
he's more like the anger.
Yeah.
I think he probably could have brought up some good Peter Steele references with that last
story.
Yeah, no Peter Steele tonight.
Oh.
Could have talked about Peter Steele's 36, whatever.
What?
I'm tired.
See?
36-inch python.
Okay.
Derek's been driving all day, so
yeah,
he's
I know.
A little tired.
All fucking day. Hemmed in by 6 quarts. Hemmed in by 6 quarts.
What?
Good night, guys. Show's over.
Hemmed in by 6 quart and corrections officers, Richard Glosson.
Mm-hmm.
His jaw set, pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges that include the threatened slaughter of a jury.
He killed a jury?
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'll kill all of you if you find me guilty of anyone's charge.
Awesome.
And that goes for your family, too. The 46-year-old hissed in court last month.
Wait, where was this?
Why do you always ask me that?
Because I would like to know if it was not in this state or was in Australia. Because it seems like a bunch of fucking wonky bastards live in Australia.
Boston Herald.
Oh, Boston. Okay. All right, that's not funny when you
what's
get
not funny?
Near you. When you're doing hand signs and something,
what?
Doing inside jokes, it's
what
not really that funny for the rest
Lawson's
of the group.
Lawson's bluster fell on deaf ears, apparently. The same jurors he barked at convicted him of multiple charges stemming from a week-long crime spree in 2001. He will serve up to 45 years in state prison, but the sentence won't even begin until he finishes up to 20 years on related charges on which he was separately convicted.
What?
So this guy was so pissed he actually threatened the entire
That's
jury.
That's unbelievable.
No,
yeah.
It isn't.
This guy's got some fucking balls.
He's got balls. Yeah, I'll give him that.
He's got stupid because he's going to get arrested.
Well, he's
already arrested.
He's going to get indicted.
What the hell else can he do? He's going to go to jail no matter fucking what.
Uh-huh.
Might as well make it fun for himself. Right?
Seriously.
If I was fucking...
Have a blast.
If I was up for fucking mass murder, like like a triple homicide, and I was allowed to speak to the jury...
Oh, my dick would be out in the courtroom.
It would
I
be
would be half naked,
like,
yes.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
I would bend my ass. I would give them the most horrifying thing I would ever say in my life.
I will rape each and every one of you for 36 hours straight.
Yeah, you
in
know
a
what?
Fireman's uniform.
You'd get Steve number two on speakerphone to just fart for everyone. Yeah.
I'd be
courtroom.
Asking them if I can get a video conference set up and have... Poor Steve, do a three-camera shoot of his ass.
I'll just say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm going to tell you what I told the family of the victim.
Yes.
Nice.
This is what I did at the end. I just farted on their faces.
Yes. Just fucking out of here.
I slit their throats and then shit in those oracles.
Orifices. And then what?
Orifices, man. Sorry.
Did you say oracles?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Here, have a cookie.
Oh, here, shit on me.
Here, take a shit in my mouth.
Anyway,
when you're done with it, you'll feel right.
Seriously, if you knew you were going to go to jail for life or probably be killed in jail,
yeah,
you wouldn't make it fun for yourself? Even if you knew, like, going in, you know most of these fucks are going to be like, all right, he's guilty. I don't even care what he did. I read in the paper, he's guilty.
Well, that's like saying, like, getting pulled over for speeding. Are you going to want to, like... threaten the cop, you know, you're gonna get a ticket no matter
no,
what.
No, but that's a different thing. You're gonna have to deal with that the next day.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to jail, you know you're gonna go to jail. You know you did it, and everybody else knows you did it, and you can't even fight it like on like that. You were playing out nutball crazy. You're just gonna make it as fun as you can possibly do.
I don't know about threatening to kill everybody.
Yeah,
I don't know if that
the fucking news picked it up. You know, if he didn't say anything, it would have just been right underneath. Another just a whack job, went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a fuck? The guy actually went, you know what? All right, let's do it. I'm just going to blat out just accuse. I'm going to just say I'm going to kill every
motherfucker. So you
think
he just did it as a joke?
No, I think he did it just to make everything more lively for himself.
For his own personal amusement.
Yes.
Creating drama.
I think he seriously got some fucking nuts loose in that fucking brain of his.
Wing nut.
Yeah.
Screw loose. But anyway.
But you wouldn't do that shit, even if you knew you were going to die? Or are we sitting in jail for the rest of your life? You wouldn't do something like try to jump the fucking, jump the judge or something like that in the middle of the,
I think owning up to it would be a little bit better.
Well, I think he owned up to it by whatever he did by saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers and your families.
Wow.
I think pretty much right there, it's like, oh, guilty. Like, you go into jury duty, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in jury duty?
I was in grand jury for 18 months.
Right?
Wow.
Or
when you walked 18 in
there, weeks, I'm sorry.
When you walk,
wow.
I was gonna say.
18 months, fuck that. When you walk, like, last time I did do jury duty, the first thing in my mind was, like, whatever it is, fucking speeding ticket, jaywalking ticket, they're guilty. I don't give a shit what the fuck it is.
Oh, see, I had good ones.
Like, I didn't even get into one. I was there for 4 days, and I was like, you motherfuckers, if I gotta watch Armageddon one more fucking time, I'm gonna stab somebody in the face.
I had mostly child abuse and domestic violence.
Nah,
it was a lot of fun.
They didn't let me have that much fun, no.
I never been. Never.
You
been.
Will be.
Yeah, you will. It
doesn't
sucks.
It go by voter registration, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
They said it doesn't when we went there.
I did it like 3 or 4 years ago. It actually might be coming up again because it's supposed to be every 5 years.
Yeah. I did it just over 2 years ago was when it finished.
But like my mother hasn't gotten one. She got one like in the mid-80s, and I think she just got one.
I would
like,
do grand jury
like
again.
5 months ago. No, it was like, you know, it's freehold. It was regular jury.
What?
18 weeks?
18 weeks for grand jury.
Straight?
Oh, yeah.
So
every
you didn't
Tuesday.
Have to go to... Oh, every Tuesday. Okay, yeah. I get it. I was going to say, you got to be out of work for
18. No.
You're
I did
right.
get paid, though.
Well,
I got
that's
paid
good.
For,
yeah, you have to.
Every day, yeah.
Well, you get paid
Well, you only get a certain amount of weeks. I think you get 12 weeks a year for that kind of thing. And when I got it, it was like... 10 weeks and then 8 weeks managed to fall like after January, so I got paid for everything.
That works.
Well,
that's cool.
Well, jury
well,
duty
Vendo
itself.
Thinks that you should be able to decide who lives and who dies.
Me
right?
too.
Well, like fucking.
I agree.
And Webmaster Mike is saying that there's no PSP on the show.
What?
Oh, Peter Steele's penis.
Oh. Yeah. It's like Judge
Dredd. I was going to make that joke too.
Yeah.
I feel so retarded now.
So Vendo's trying to say like the world to be like Judge Dredd. Where the cops.
No, Judge Matt.
Or martial law, which is another
Judge Shock,
which is another great.
I never saw that.
You ever, no, it's another comic. It's pretty much by the same people who did Judge Dredd. Martial law is pretty fucked up.
Whoa, you're right.
Right?
Yeah, just clearing my throat here. A show of affection almost landed a teenage boy in detention.
Yeah, really? Was his penis out?
Hugging was the 13-year-old's crime when he sat next to his girlfriend at lunch a few months ago and put his arm around his shoulder.
Oh, God.
See, he was let off with a warning.
See, this is something you should be annoyed by. That, what was it? It was in school?
I'm not done reading it.
Oh, sorry.
He was let off with a warning,
yeah.
But the cost of a repeat offense could mean detention. A rule against physical contact at Kilmer Middle School in, I don't know where this is.
Virginia.
Where was I? Rule against physical. It's so strict that students can be sent to the principal's office for hugging, holding hands, or even high-fiving.
What?
You just can't touch people.
I wish I had a Gatling gun. I could just go into that school and take everybody out.
I think hugging is a good thing, says Hal, a seventh grader.
Oh!
Hal.
Hal.
The world's oldest seventh grader. Since 72. I think hugs are a good thing.
Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
That's horrific.
Hugs
you
are
can't
a good
hug.
Thing. Well, his name's Hal. Come on.
What about the retarded kids? They like to hug everyone. They're always going to be in detention.
Who's a baby and looks at him and says, Hal?
I know.
Skip.
Well, what
Gib.
What
Gib.
Could Hal, what's Hal short for?
I don't know.
They saw...
Maybe his name is Halloween.
Albert.
They saw 2001 before they had the kid.
Albert.
What was that one?
Mother was a big 2001 fan.
Oh, God. Hal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. The only Maybe. Thing I think of.
I don't know. Maybe.
So that's a little...
Wait, not even high-fiving?
No.
That's a little rough.
What? Can they give a good handshake?
No, probably
tight
not.
Handshake?
Nobody can touch anybody.
No, just don't touch anyone.
Nope.
So all day, when you stick your fucking hands in your pockets?
Pretty
can
much.
Can you touch yourself? Like, what the fuck?
Well, that's what I would be doing.
Well, right there in the hallway?
Most schools ban fighting or inappropriate touching.
Well, obviously, no fighting. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Getting head
that,
in
the
you
don't even have to ban that because it's gonna it can happen. Just, you know... Can't just ban fighting.
Ridiculous. And Vendo says,
"You are not allowed to fight."
Vendo says, "Only teachers get to fuck the students." I
nice.
Guess.
Nice.
And then high five after shooting that load.
Oh. Wow! Is he listening in?
Yes, he is. He's on his lunch break.
All right.
But it doesn't seem necessary to Hal and his parents.
That's just retarded.
Yeah, it's retarded.
It's not.
Yeah, poor fucking Hal.
What about like the sports team? You know?
Yeah. I guess you got to slap them
wait,
on the
so
ass. No skin can touch. So.
Air five.
So wait, they can't even pat each other in the ass? The coach can't even give a good job slap in the balls?
Like, in the hell? Balls. The good old nut fondle for a nice shot, man.
The good old
that's okay. That's fine.
They're all fine with that.
The good old grundle tickle. Good old Nifkin pull.
Yes.
For awesome. Good old Cal Nifkin Jr.
Nifkin, you moron.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. The good old oil check as well.
Oh, yeah. Little grundle grabber.
I don't know.
Grundle. That's retarded. I always think of Beowulf.
Wait, what yes. state was that in again?
Yeah. That was in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Fucking grundle. Hillbillies. Well, it's... Well, it's probably hard for them to figure out who's related to who then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's my sister.
I hug her at home all the time.
That's the bad thing about going into Pennsylvania. Is
oh, yeah.
Camping there.
That's what happens.
The hicks there are just fucking...
Oh, my God. Did you see the toothless lady?
In the
which
little
one?
Wheelchair thing?
No, she was kind of...
yeah, exactly. Which one?
We were walking, right when we were leaving, there were like two people that worked there, and they were like looking at the Arabian Night ride that like goes
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
And the one lady had like one tooth sticking out, and
oh,
I looked
come
at
on.
You.
It was awesome. Like the picture of Lisa Simpson, how it could have been.
Yes.
When eventually the tooth just goes
what
through,
goes
her,
through
head.
Her face.
What happens when you start going west? Like what?
Not that far west, though.
Think about it.
Going out west.
You like cross yeah, the Appalachian west. Mountains, yeah. and that's it.
So?
Civilization is over until you get to, like, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Everything in between, hillbilly land.
Just a lot of auto mechanic places and mom and pop yeah. shops.
And dry
Darkulous.
Sundays.
Dry Sundays, I learned
dry.
That.
Dry.
So.
No drinking.
Yeah, but you weren't that close. You weren't that far from the Amish country, though, right?
How far out were you?
Well, when you're in Pennsylvania, when he's in Hershey, he's probably like 2 minutes away from Amish country.
Oh, okay.
Which is just, you know, the Badlands.
No, I think that's far away from Lancaster, actually. Right? Isn't Hershey far away from Lancaster?
What's that?
Well, there's an Amish area in...
Amish?
Amish? Yes, there is.
And it's, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It could be. I don't know.
I thought it was like 2 hours from Lancaster.
Well, I know.
Not really
something like that. I don't know.
I know there's a lot of Amish in
Is Bat still in there? Bat knows everything about Pennsylvania.
Probably.
If Bat's in there, maybe.
Yes, she is in there.
Maybe Bat can spread some.
What's the question? I was a red pant.
Amish. Where is Amish country exactly?
It's in Lancaster, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Lancaster.
Compared to Hershey. Like, yeah.
But
is it close?
I think there's more I think there's more than just Lancaster, PA.
There's little suburbs of the Amish.
I think there's areas of Amish people.
They're allowed
in different
to have electric lights and stuff. It's a subculture of the Aramish.
You're not helping.
What?
Aramishian army.
He's getting so pissed.
What?
I had a friend in
I'm working with him.
He's in high school. Pissed. That was very outraged that the Amish had a website.
Oh.
And he wrote them an angry letter. I'm not going to name names because I've done that so many times. But he wrote them a letter being like, how can you do this? And they wrote back and they knew his name and everything. And they were like, listen, blah, blah, blah. And he was so freaked out that they knew who he was. And like... It just escalated into a whole
Amish
thing.
Supposedly, they can do certain things, not a lot.
Can like they go to the public library and do email and stuff?
Well, he was like, how can you guys not pay taxes and, you know, you can't do electricity and you can have this website? You know, how's that fair?
It's true.
Yeah, I don't care. Everybody has a fucking website.
I don't care. It just sums it up.
The Church of Satan hasn't been a full church in about 20-some-odd years, but they still have a website.
That's true. But the whole not using anything. What happened?
What? What?
I don't know.
Wait, Monster Mike, it's not about you, Vaughn. Don't worry.
I don't know.
He said, anyone ever Google directions from New Jersey to London? He said, it's pretty funny.
You swim across.
He says, it tells you to swim.
Yeah. No. You swim.
That was pretty funny.
It is
pretty funny.
It's like, go to California and swim.
I thought, no, it actually is like, go to like.
Actually, like, yeah, you can do it from here, I guess.
Yeah.
It'd be easier from here.
It's like the East. It's like East Harbor.
Terribly easier.
It'd be much easier to like swim from here.
Go 4 minutes east and swim.
Well, no, it's actually. I think the one time I checked, somebody sent me a link, it actually sent you into Manhattan.
Okay.
It didn't actually say go to like Sandy Hook and then
so
start
it
walking
like drive to like the tip of Massachusetts or something and. Shortest distance.
It's like the East Bay, I think.
Why
it was.
Would you Google directions from here to London?
Just to fool
Cause
around.
Because we're fucking idiots and we
because
have nothing
people
better,
had
to
no better to do.
I've Googled to like the tip of South America.
Really?
To see if it would do anything. And of course it wouldn't.
Yeah, somebody was just...
It's not
like,
Google.
Why would you
MapQuest it.
Just like I was explaining to you guys with the...
Did you write the tip?
No, to like...
I don't know.
Tierra del Fuego.
Did I explain this? Did I tell you guys this on the air last week or off the air? The whole Street View thing that Google does now.
What's that?
It's a new thing that they're starting with big cities like San Francisco,
what, live cams?
California. No, it's more like straight on street views. Like, you know, they did the satellite views of the mm-hmm. streets from up above.
Google Earth.
Yeah, Google Earth. Now they're doing street views of just playing out like 360 degree areas of
That's
streets down streets. And
it's going to take a lot of fucking time.
Yeah,
well,
really.
Yeah, they got like people out there all the time. Just
how many people are employed by Google, I wonder?
A couple billion.
Wow.
I don't
couple
know.
Billion.
Who the fuck knows?
All of India and China are employed by Google.
A couple million. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway,
it's up there.
Dave, there's a lot of links to a lot of the pictures that these trucks have been taking of either people getting into cars.
Oh, God.
Jaywalking. I think a man picking his nose is a picture of one. A guy playing with himself is a...
What?
Yeah, there's a thing where you could... And there's also ones where there's pictures where you would see straight in the person's house and you can actually see their cat walking on their couch. You know, and pretty much tell what kind of cat it is. That's how hardcore the picture is. You can actually tell.
It's pretty hardcore.
Were you the one who was telling me about some site that you can upload pictures to, like, on a real-time basis?
That was
what was that?
Stalking easier.
Was that Flickr or whatever?
Something like that.
It's a real-life, like, Flickr uploading thing. So as people are uploading pictures to Flickr, they'll pop up on this screen.
It'll have, a zoom from, like, the location on the globe.
Yeah, like, it has, like, a big map of the world, and then like a picture will pop up with an arrow to who, it's where a, the person is that they down uploaded, and it just keeps going. Like
So you just sit there and just keep looking at pictures.
Yeah, until you see something interesting, then you can click on it and go to their album,
or until you die.
That's not bad.
That's probably, excitement.
That's probably a Google Map thing, like a Google.
Have
map
a heart attack,
something like that.
Jump in front of a Land
like
Rover.
A
Land Rover, nice $35,000 death.
But
what was that?
Yeah.
Mike says they take those Google pictures by driving a car around with cameras on it.
Yeah, on the roof. Yeah.
That's really creepy, though, and stalkerish. Like anyone that like would want to stalk someone can get a lot of information.
It's open. It's public. It's not like you're doing like it's not like they're intentionally taking pictures of people inside people's houses. It's just their cars outside taking pictures. It's just it's like anything. You go
government scandal.
Like what about license plate numbers and all that? Like I mean, it doesn't really matter. But like,
I don't know if they're getting that well.
He said there was a picture of one of those automated speed gun signs. And the Google car was speeding. Tisk, tisk, Google.
Well, those are independent contractors, supposedly. They're not actual Google employees.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like a science company. So they're, I think
they
using.
Shouldn't speak.
I think they're using the technology from this company, like kind of like doing a like a. Can't think of the word.
Where's it going?
If anybody would help me with the fucking word.
I don't know. What,
when two groups get together to do one
merge,
thing.
They form an alliance.
Collaborate?
Alliance, thank you.
Thank alliance.
You. Fuck, I couldn't think of it. Go fuck yourself. I couldn't think of it.
No, she... I don't even know if that's really the word that you're looking for.
It's not. It's just kind
actually,
of...
Actually, that's actually kind of the word, because it's one company doing something for another company.
Wouldn't
that be like freelancing?
Well, independent contracting, but that's, that's silly. Yeah.
Like Comcast hires.
No, alliance is much better. We need to the make alliance. An alliance.
Who cares? Whatever.
Drive thine car with a camera. Do not speed.
It's the new Super Friends.
Okay.
Everyone's just got their big company logo on there. Google has showed up.
Oh, God. So... I have a question.
Yes.
Are you going to do the White Castle challenge on the air?
Achim.
It's going to be on the air?
Achim.
That's hot.
Achim.
I talked to Craig.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't got official word back yet, but Tuesday's looking pretty good.
Excellent.
Because he said he needs 2 days to recover before he goes back to work.
We're getting so fucking old. It's so sad.
You guys, maybe.
Everyone. Oh, you're
not? Oh, my God. Yeah. This weekend was just so sad for me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. With the rock climbing? I don't even know if you want to get into that.
I almost cried. I cried a little.
You did.
I cried a little.
She tried. She used to rock climb, right?
All the time.
All the time, right?
And I used to be fantastic.
When was the last time
it?
You did? Like 5 years ago?
I'd say like 2001, 2002. All
right, so many years ago. Mm-hmm. Like six.
5 or 6 years ago.
Five, 6 years ago. So they had a rock climbing war.
War.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Yeah, man.
A wall at Hershey. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, can I do it? Can I do it? And I was like, I don't really want to, you know, whatever. And so finally I was like, fine. So she goes up there. She tries it. You get like almost halfway up.
Yeah. See, the not thing even, was,
like a,
we
like
just
a quarter
went on,
of the way up.
I went on the hard one because it was the only one open.
Yeah. She got like a quarter of the way up and fell.
That's not bad.
Or like, you know, had to jump off or whatever.
No, I just totally fell.
No, you didn't? All right.
I couldn't. I tried to reach for something that was just out of reach, and I slid down the wall.
So then she left, and of course she's all, you know, oh, I bet you I could do the other side, blah, blah, blah. So then she goes to easy.
And no, I went to medium.
I went to medium. Couldn't do it.
Then she went to novice.
Yeah. By the time I did that, my arms were like jello.
Yeah.
Jello.
Choose your
she
destiny.
She couldn't even pick them up. So then she went to easy and couldn't do it. And then basically cried all night.
No, aww. I didn't cry all night.
then they brought out a ladder.
Yeah.
And she got up a couple rungs. And she's like, fuck it.
You know, like, if I hadn't done the hard one and I went to, like, just, like, the medium or easy, I may have had a better chance.
Yeah, yeah.
But the hard, like, after trying the hard, like, my arms were killing me. Like, I showed Derek, my arms were all tensed up.
Ooh. Yeah,
like, I couldn't lift anything the next day, which was really hard.
My arms are killing me, too. I don't know why.
Well,
I couldn't slam his, I tried to slam his door, and it didn't shut. I had to open it and, like, hip it closed because my arms were so sore.
That sucks.
I was like.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she couldn't close the car door. It's like, joke.
What?
I'm like, can you please?
But like, what campground? What camp? Wait, you had to go in there on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
What campground isn't open on a Saturday?
They were open. They
They're
just were
booked.
Full.
Oh, they were full. Oh, okay.
Booked.
Yes, Bat. She went up the hard one.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? We gotta get Mike on the show, please.
Why? What did he say now?
What'd he say?
A higher order of brotherhood with the single overreaching master plan of taking pics of people doing stuff.
What?
We were talking about the
what is that short for?
The Alliance.
The Alliance.
Yeah, the Alliance.
Oh, he'll put it in abbreviation in the second.
No, he was just saying that's. What the,
oh, I thought he created a.
I don't think
a new
so.
Super
an
friends?
Acronym
no.
for it.
No, there's no.
Okay.
No vowels really.
Okay.
Super friends.
8 minutes.
And then Mike said, yeah, it's usually Vaughn climbing up the hard one.
Wow.
What does that mean?
That means you're gay.
He is speechless.
What's that?
You
he is
know
without
it.
Speech.
I know it. Dogs know it. You are gay. You are a gay man.
Lola doesn't think you're gay, by
he's
the way.
Not working with that character.
No, he's not. He's really not going with the bit on that one.
You didn't like Mike's joke.
Which one?
It's usually Vaughn climbing up the hard one.
Here's a funny one.
Oh, now he gets it. It would have been funnier if he would have
he's
got
like,
it.
He's like, I don't rock climb. What are you talking
I
about?
I know. He's like, what the fuck is he talking about? But, oh.
But I'm not the one who talks about cock all the fucking time. He's not here tonight.
You used to be the one.
Yeah, when? Not, you used to talk about cock anytime.
When you used to drink regularly on this show, you would always talk about cock all the time.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Listen to older shows. Always talk, asking questions about other guys' cocks on the show.
Really?
Always. Very inquisitive. Always talking about gay
very
stuff.
Very inquisitive. He's a curious young boy.
But that was after you had a few drinks in him.
If I want to have a few drinks in this show, I don't have to fucking talk about cocks.
Oh, no.
I just gay up the bald one.
Which one? Steve took over because he'll just talk about it no matter what. I don't know why. But
he just
because it's funny.
Know. He's very he goes with the bit.
What's yeah, that? He does.
What's that?
Here's a cute little story.
Yeah.
Police in southern Germany are quizzing. I like how they quiz. They quiz
it's
you.
A thing. I don't know.
They don't interrogate you. They quiz you. A 17-year-old car crash victim who turned off. You got to stop that.
It was Lola's fault that time.
Tell Lola to stop it then.
All right, Lola.
Who turned off a fellow hospital patient's life support machine because it was keeping him awake.
Somebody turn this fucking thing off.
I don't think a 17-year-old German kid talks like that. Frederick Moeller.
Yeah.
Or Mahler, maybe.
Yeah.
M-O-E-L-E-R. Wound up Mueller. In intensive care, recovering from the accident. But his attempts of having where he was kept up by the noisy life support machine, keeping the 76-year-old neighboring in the neighboring bed breathing. Rather than taking a sedative, the 17-year-old took matters into his own hands, pulling the plug of the offending piece of medical technology.
Wow! You piece of medical technology.
Thus ensuring shut eye for himself and potentially the big sleep for his unfortunate neighbor. Luckily, staff quickly realized what had happened and reconnected the guy's stuff.
The big sleep.
They shouldn't make that thing so easy to shut off.
It's true.
Well, it just yanks it out. That's
there
all.
Should be like a key, like ignition system, like, you know.
Well, you just got to pull the plug
you
out.
You can't, like,
literally.
Just be able to pull somebody's plug like that.
No. We got to be able to move the machinery around, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's got to have a plug.
But regardless.
But it seems like
or
it has
have some lock into the wall.
It seems like it has a safety system.
You just cut the cord.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be people walking around unplugging medical equipment.
That's true.
They shouldn't be sitting a person on life support with a kid.
Mm-hmm.
With an ignorant German kid.
I don't think it should be a problem. Really.
How old
is that
kid?
17.
Yeah, fuck that.
When I had surgery, like knee surgery when I was 17, I wasn't even allowed to be in a room with anybody else.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to have a whole like two room, you know, like how they split the room. Yeah. I had the whole thing to myself because I was 17. If I was 18, I would have had to have a roommate, I guess.
I have a dog on my lap. That's all, Vaughn.
Okay. No, I heard a ding. That's
she hit her head on the microphone stand. That's all.
Uh-huh.
She's back. Anyway.
Right.
So.
Yep.
He didn't die?
No.
Damn. No, because they have safety procedures set they up for that, I guess. Replugged.
They They were on top of that.
Yeah, yes. They were.
Well,
they monitor it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, obviously.
Those krauts are right on top of that shit.
You lazy kraut grinder. So, is that all we got?
Yeah. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, that's enough.
That was a full 2 hours.
I think this is over.
Mm. Oh, the show in general?
No, well, tonight's show.
There was a, let's just do this video.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to get it out.
What?
What are you doing?
What'd you do?
Begin tonight on the Crime Watch. We have new information about the liquor raid in Watsonville. What? Police say the family had been stealing the booze from a local restaurant all along. Action News reporter Brittany Nielsen joins us live in our Salinas newsroom with more. Andrea, Irma Corrales worked at a Mexican restaurant and may have been stealing the alcohol bottle by bottle for years. But both restaurant owners and neighbors are staying tight-lipped.
It's a lot of booze, by the way.
Saturday's bust didn't come as a surprise to most neighbors. Many chose not to speak with Action News today, but one next-door neighbor who didn't want to go on camera says her family suspected the illegal operation but did not want to get involved. She also says the activity has worsened in the last few months when minors, sometimes as young as 14 or 15 years old,
how old?
Would
14
come to their
or 15.
House by mistake.
Sorry, that traffic going by.
Why the fuck wouldn't they edit that out? They had a static shot. They had a
pickup truck.
Yeah, they just had like a static shot of the house with a pickup truck going by, and they kept the audio in. And there was a guy in a wheelchair attached to the front of it.
Action News. That's a lot of liquor.
And a non-related. That is loud.
Yep.
By alcohol. The family told them it wasn't sold there. City residents say the operation is surprising, but the intent is not.
We're becoming more aware that, and less surprised at things going on next door. So it's happening in our backyards and sometimes in our own homes.
The investigation turned up an unprecedented amount of alcohol. Police found 300 cases of beer and 1,000 bottles of hard liquor.
1,000 bottles.
Police believe the operation has been going on for 3 to 4
operation.
Years and that the alcohol was stolen from Jalisco's restaurant. Stella police Romo, don't. The restaurant's owner, wouldn't comment on the situation. A touchy
traffic.
One, police say,
truck.
Is a huge cost to the community.
Having a house in the city that's,
gonna shoot this
that's
one in an
selling to minors out their front door, I think it's a huge it's a huge case to our community, a huge case to our youth.
Shut up. Andrea, 3 people have been taken into custody on a variety of...
That's a lot of fucking booze.
Booze.
That was a lot.
How much was it again? I couldn't hear.
1,000 bottles of liquor.
Hard liquor. 300 bottles of
300
beer.
Cases of beer.
Cases.
And they were selling to teenagers?
Yeah, among other people.
Nice. And also,
teenagers as young as 14 or...
But how are they stealing...
15.
How are they stealing it from the restaurant?
Just one by one.
A bottle one by one, day
just
by day.
Just going in there having
sneaking
a
them.
Sandwich and just stealing a bottle
no,
of...
No, she worked there.
How many years, they said?
Over 3 years. Over 3 years, they did it.
And the same pickup truck went by 3 times.
It did.
Did you see that?
One for every year.
I know.
You're a little detective. She may be onto something.
I know I've met bartenders over the years and people I've met and people I've become friends with who are bartenders who at the end of the night used to take bottles all the time.
Yeah.
They take bottles of drink. You know,
give me
much.
Their names. Yeah. And I will report them to this.
No, I'm not telling you that.
Are they selling to minors though?
No, they're just they come. They take like the last half of a bottle or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I
mean,
they
one for you, one for me.
They go home and just get shit faced.
They're
go to
taking
bed.
Full bottles. Like,
yeah,
these bottles were full bottles.
They were
they're storing them.
They're probably taking full bottles too. Who the fuck knows? They were just taking whatever they could.
Could be. I don't know.
They're, yeah.
It's like yeah, this looks good. I'll take this. It hasn't been. It's like a 20-year-old bottle of wine. Fuck it. I'll take it. Yeah, that's... No.
I can't believe they did that.
What, I guess they had some bad audio.
I guess.
Yeah, they decided...
14...
Not,
well,
you were in the bathroom, were you?
I was.
While they were doing the shot, they had like a static shot of the house, and a truck drove by, and they kept the audio of the truck going by while they were talking.
It was twice as loud as the woman talking.
It was, yes.
Wait, was the person...
What is that?
Was the
cell phone.
Sorry.
Is that a hymn song?
No.
Was the
no.
person that was like, you know, the anchor or whatever? Not the anchor, I'm sorry. The person that was out in the field, were they there in front of it?
No.
So in theory, they could have just ducked the music or the.
Yeah,
the
they could have made it dead.
Shouldn't
yeah.
just shouldn't have been there.
No, it shouldn't have.
Absolutely not.
Why don't you get in this fucking job?
I know I could do a better job mm-hmm. than that.
Well, that's common sense. Like yeah. a 10-year-old would say, "Why did you do that, Mom?"
Many chose not to speak with Action News today, but one next door neighbor who didn't want to go on camera says her family suspected the illegal operation but did not want to get involved.
I feel like
she
you're right there.
She also says the activity has yeah. worsened in the last few months when minors, sometimes as young as 14 or 15 years old,
right there.
Come to their house.
How fucking stupid is that?
You could duck that audio.
No shit.
So easily.
Well, there's no reason to have
no,
audio.
It's just
you can
stupid.
Hear it shot to shot, the static, like the ambient
yeah.
noise.
Yeah.
Like,
what are they even
save
filming?
Save that clip for me.
What are they
I'm
even
taking
filming?
You to that,
that
place
matters.
And be like, I can do a better job.
The woman, I guess that's, it's a woman's house.
They're filming the neighbor's houses and stuff like that. They're just showing people's houses.
A few months when minors, sometimes as young as 14 or 15 years old.
I guess but the woman speaking isn't even there.
No, it's an over.
No, she's not in the field.
No. She's, it's all pre-taped shit.
It's all pre-taped. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't listen to it.
Nope.
No, she didn't care. Then the
or they just thought it was funny.
Whoever's mixing, whoever was mixing it and cutting those pieces together just was like, ah, fuck it. I don't care. They'll get it in post. It's like, what the fuck? You kidding me?
She's like, in post.
She's my like I might get a cable ace for this. Let's fucking not fuck it up.
Oh, my God. Do they even exist anymore?
I don't think so. No.
I hope not.
Mm-mm. It's the only fucking award that sucked ass worse than the Emmys.
What happened?
Nah, they're just giving Sith names to
no.
to Vaughn.
What?
Oh, stop laughing. You're blowing my ears, John.
Darth Slobbiness. Darth Sprawl.
Darth Sprawl? I mean, what?
Like Sprawl. I'm never mind.
Sprawl on a couch?
It's another gay
fucking,
thing.
Oh, it's a homo thing. Forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything
Mike
else?
Mike says Mike's Sith name would be Darth Girthiness.
Oh, Girthiness.
Lauren got excited there for
yeah.
a second.
Yeah.
She likes the word girth.
Girth,
I love
yeah.
girth, yeah.
What?
Well, we had one, Darth Obesius, for a while.
For who?
That was one.
You?
No.
Who was it for?
Oh, was that Eric? Yeah. Was he Darth Obesius?
I don't remember.
At one point? Okay.
I hope not.
Obesius.
I realize no one ever was.
Okay.
I need to go to White Castle.
Okay.
Shit, Candace.
No beating up the show, Vaughn.
Hey,
not beating up the
my
show.
Outro music.
What was that?
What?
Her music. Her outro music.
Oh, you want me to play that?
Yeah. I love
it. I didn't say I would play that for the outro.
So you were just saying you weren't going to play
yeah,
it.
Yeah, basically,
just
like, you know what?
He's
you know
lying.
What, fuck it. We're not playing.
Well, fuck you guys.
You play it.
Fuck you all.
Is this it?
This is it.
Oh, yeah.
This
what
is
song?
A fantastic song.
What is it?
Push It to the Limit.
Oh, okay.
These kids, they edited a video and they used this music, and I can't get it out of my head. They're not kids, they're college students. Don't look
down, just keep your head. This sounds like it should be an intro for some kind of like, at least one incarnation of Transformers.
It sounds like a South yeah. Park montage
the
song.
Japanese.
Well, a montage! Yeah. So bad.
I love it.
I love it.
Transform!
Can't believe I'm listening to that.
It's like a bat out of hell.
Ooh.
Juan's not listening.
I think I'm,
So is this the end? Are we
yeah.
over for the evening?
I'm listening to the song. Is that
yeah.
all right?
No.
I'd like to enjoy it. I'm savoring it.
Savoring.
I want this to play every morning when I get up.
Brushing
as you're
his
taking,
teeth.
Yeah. And you're taking a dump.
Welcome to the limit. Take it, baby. One step more.
One step more. So bad.
By bad, you mean fantastic, right?
Yeah.
The toucher's back.
Yeah.
And he says, sounds like something Vaughn would do. Double the stakes.
What? Oh. He's still calling me fat. I forgot.
Yeah. I'd like to double the stakes.
Push it to the limit.
All right, guys, we're out of here. The limits of his belt.
Bye, people.
Bye.
All right, we are the Aristocrats. Welcome to the limit. Aristocratsradio.com. You can download the show. You can listen live on CringeHumorRadio.com if you don't already. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 p.m. until midnight or later. Because, you know, no one has work in the morning.
That's true. Wow, Derek's got his own solo in this song. I didn't know.
I didn't know there was a fucking troubadour.
This is... He hasn't had any White Castle in him yet.
I'm not... Don't smell that
mic.
Come
on. Don't even put it near your face. He did.
No, get away. Get away from me.
You sick fuck.
Someone smelled
Lauren like just... Me. Lauren just moved.
It smells like
10 feet away.
Ew. It smells like seafood.
No! Stop it! Stop it! Vaughn is dead.
I think Vaughn's gonna puke.
Vaughn just went into cardiac arrest.
Hit me in the crotch.
Psycho dog. Yeah, that was disgusting. Thank you.
Oh, God.
All right, are we done?
That had to be an anal fissure. Right.
Good night. That was disgusting. Good night.
You think I'm some slapper wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some slapper wet pussy for you to fuck?
Dinkle donkle, someone's calling you. Good leg.
Nip it in the bud!
Inconceivable!
Hey, what happened? Hey, what happened?
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
What would you say you do here?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Your phone is ringing, la-di-da-do, da-di-da-do-do. Your phone is ringing, la-di-da-do, da-da-da-do.
That's a nappy head at all, where I'm gonna take that. That's a nappy head and all, is there? I'm gonna take that out.